can call him the General, Coach, or Bob. But don't call him Bobby. Bob Knight talks Big 12 hoops with Bad Radio. Thursdays at 2:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet, Outlet Computers, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
10:32 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Corby Davidson, Gordon Keith, and Gen X Davey Lane. We are at Ticket Stock 2004 at the Plano Center on Spring Creek Parkway, just east of Central Expressway. Stop by and see us. We're going to be broadcasting from Ticket Stock until 6 o'clock tonight. Is that correct? Yes. It's going to be open until 6 o'clock. And we've got our roundtable scheduled, posted. And the roundtable starts, gosh, right after this. We have roundtables till 6 o'clock.
Yep. But they're different this year. They're at 30-minute clips. Or like 30 or 40-minute clips. So they're not like rotating every segment like they used to.
I see, so said the blind man.
There's a little more consistency this time. And some of these roundtable lineups were voted on online by the P1s.
Now we're going to get to David's story of his vacation here in just a moment, but we want to make mention that this is the anniversary of something important and historic.
Corby?
I'm looking at the paper, and actually, I think it was the 20th, which would have made it yesterday.
Now, I'm talking about the shooting death of Malcolm X, who died at the age of 39, as he was assassinated by members of the Nation of Islam.
I didn't know he was only 39.
Yeah, I thought he'd be older than that.
Yeah, I thought he was like 50.
He's like your age.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah, so, but basically, Corby's right. It's been, I guess, around a year, if it was yesterday.
The infamous Rhode Island fire, the Great White Pyrotechnics meltdown, where 100 people were killed in the Station Club in Rhode Island. Very creepy.
100 people. That still amazes me that many people died in that thing. And this was like a club that we would go to.
You know, I'm still shocked.
We would see Great White, but...
No.
I'm still
that
shocked...
That was our first mistake.
...seeing that video, and I know that's where stupid, generic high school Corby came from.
These people were, like, alive, and now they're...
You did make that point,
not
Corby.
Alive.
I did not make that point.
I mean, you see the video, and the people were, like, having fun. And then now, they're having not fun.
You did say that.
But just watching, you know, the Great White sitting there rocking, you know, and...
I don't know if they were rocking.
Cheesing out, and the fans are like, yeah! And then you can see the fire, and those fans are still, like, banging their heads back and forth, you know?
Thinking it's part of the show.
Yeah. And then, you know, 2 minutes later, they're all dead.
Well, not all of them.
You know what? I predict that every one of us would have died in that fire had we been in there.
No, why? As soon as I saw flames, I would have...
Fire!
...tailed it.
Okay.
Fire scares the holy hell out of me.
I bet you would have been the person who dragged your feet getting out of there. And
in a small club like that, if some band is stupid enough to shoot off pyrotechnics, I'm headed for the exits. There's no way I'm staying around.
Well, it didn't help that the club was made of Kenlinwood.
I know. And hay.
Yeah, it went up. It was built by the second little pig.
Boy, that was creepy, though. Oh, that was so weird. And that the third worst fire disaster?
In Great White history?
In the history of the band?
I don't know.
No,
were the first
two? The big Chicago fire. What was that club? That speakeasy in the 30s that burned to the ground?
Is that the...
The Cotton Club?
What's the cow? Miss Molly's cow? What was her name? Mrs. O'Leary, yeah. Mrs. O'Leary's cow tipped over the lantern and burned down Chicago. And didn't that spread to, like, 11th century London, too, or something?
No, that was the plague.
Anyway, oh, we got Dave's wireless all set up here.
No, it's Corby's.
So, anyway, it's the anniversary of the Great White Fire.
Tell everyone to go smoke a cigarette for Great White.
Yeah, make sure you smoke it next to a pile of firewood and some oxygen canisters that your grandma uses.
And now here's Dave with a story of food poisoning.
I guess we can take off our headset now.
Don't defeat him.
No, I'm kidding,
you promised.
All right, as we were driving down here,
We all share a vehicle all the time.
The three of us carpooled together today. And I laid down the edict that if I was going to tell this story, that I was going to receive support from my teammates and I was not going
to
be defeated left and right.
We had to promise.
And as soon as I sense defeat, I'm dumping out of the story.
I'm not going to defeat it.
Okay. Are you going to participate? Are you going to support?
Yes, I'm going to support you.
Okay. So my wife and I...
Ugh. Wife.
We went, took a week vacation in the Caribbean. She has a friend who lives in Curacao, which is a...
Caribbean.
Is it Caribbean? Yeah. I think it's interchangeable, is it not?
No.
I think Caribbean?
Who is it? Billy Ocean says Caribbean.
Caribbean Queen?
Yeah.
All right.
And his last name is Ocean, so this guy knows.
Yeah. All right. Caribbean?
Yeah, Caribbean.
Okay. Caribbean. So it's in the Dutch Caribbean. And it's a Dutch-owned island. I guess the Dutch Caribbean is Aruba, Bonaire,
Jamaica.
And
ooh, I wanna take a...
No.
Montoya, Montoya.
Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao.
Okay.
And it's a really neat little island. If you've ever seen pictures of it, they have like a floating bridge, and they have like all these multicolored buildings, like in the downtown area.
You know, South Beach.
Yeah. It's really cool. And lots of topless Dutch girls, which was wonderful.
Good looking?
Yes. Dutch girls are hot. But the interesting thing is that it, you know, You've been to Dutch.
I've been to Dutch. I've been to the country of Dutch.
That's confusing because it's Holland, but it's also the Netherlands.
Holland is a section of the Netherlands.
Is it? Okay. And then, but they're called Dutch.
It's like
they're not called Hollanders
it's like New England.
Netherlanders.
Yeah. It's like New England.
How?
New Englanders.
It has soil and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like New England.
But the Dutch girls are really hot, but they all have like the Euro boob. Like
little slopey?
Yeah, just the little slopey, like there are no fake boobs whatsoever.
Right.
And no giant boob.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great. They're wonderful. And so we went and stayed with this friend down there, and we met this couple while we were there.
Ooh. Here it gets seedy.
There was no swapping.
Okay. How old was the couple?
They were like our age, and they were from Orlando. They were just down for Valentine's weekend. They were just taking a trip.
They have a friend that lived in Creosote?
No, they were staying at the hotel right next to where our friend lived.
Okay.
And the guy reminded me of you, Corby, because
there's a ticket tie-in.
We were driving to the beach one day, and he's telling Erica, he's sitting in the back seat, and he's telling Erica about his this book he's reading about his diet, and it's...
Somebody wrote a book about his diet?
No, he's prescribing to this diet.
Oh.
It's like this holistic kind of...
French fries and taquitos?
No.
Oh, that's the zone diet.
Yeah.
It's like totally vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to explain, the...
Our large intestine's not intended to process meat.
Yeah. And so...
And Betsy Ross made a flag of him.
We are not meat eaters, per se.
And so his point was, I mean, think about it. When you are eating sprouts, you're eating life.
Shut up.
But when you're eating, like, a burger, you are eating death.
He really made that point?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's got a point.
Never minding the fact that the sprouts are dying because they've
just been cut, you know.
Okay, killed meat has just been killed, too.
Within, like, a couple weeks, but not, like, right then, man. Life.
Did so you what say, makes oh, him
hey,
think that...
Hey, fake Corby.
Yeah, I had to stifle a giggle. So we had a great time. It was a wonderful trip until the very end.
Here we go.
We were getting ready to leave. And
did she finally allow you to have love with her? Because I know that's been a problem.
We did have some love, but there was too much drinking to have love.
Attaboy.
You've got to wean her off that stuff.
What?
What did you just say?
Huh?
Go ahead, Dave. I'm listening.
So, yeah, intercourse did not play a high priority in our trip.
You.
But so we're getting ready to leave.
Conversation.
We're getting ready to leave, and for some reason, we miss our flight. We can't make it
but
to the airport.
But you don't know the reason?
Well, we can't. Just a bunch of delays, you know, before we get to the airport, when we get to the airport, and we miss our flight. It's the last flight of the day. And so we have to catch the plane the next day. And so we're already kind of ticked off because we're going to have to pay a penalty on our connecting flight to reschedule.
Are you bickering at this point?
No, I was not in I told you so mode. I was just, you know, it's okay.
So it was her fault.
Yeah, it was her fault. But I didn't want to blame her. I didn't want to throw her under the bus.
But it was her fault.
Yeah, but it was her fault. And she'll admit it. And so we're like, okay, well, it's a bonus. We have one more day at the beach. Let's go to the beach. So we went to the beach, and that's where I saw the finest pair of breasts of the entire week. So I'm thinking, this is brilliant. This
you
is
think
meant
God
to be.
Intended
yes.
this now.
I mean, it was a Dutch girl who lived there. And she was totally bronzed, and she was oiling herself all the time. And
just all the time.
Yeah, and she would, like, lay on her stomach, and she was wearing, like, you know, flimsy little bikini bottoms, and she would yank them up into a thong to make sure that she got equally tanned.
Did you interview her?
No, I didn't. I didn't have the wireless.
You just stood there with your wireless, just debating it?
With my wireless in my hand?
Your boobs are awesome. You're not as slopey as some. Most Dutch girls have slopey. You don't.
So it's towards
are
the...
Are you Dutch or New England?
So it's towards the end of the afternoon, and we're feeling hungry, so we decide to have a snack there on the beach. You know, it's kind of one of those beach clubs, you know, and they have...
And you just sat there eating your sandwiches, staring at her the whole time.
Can I gnaw on your slope?
What?
So we have this Dutch delicacy. We have French fries, which are not Dutch, but... And then we have these things called bitterballs.
I was playing a little Dutch boy.
Which are... They look like hush puppies, but they're basically deep-fried gravy. Which sounds really gross, and it is really gross, but they're kind of good. They serve them with mustard, and we're like, oh, you know, we've heard they're good, so we'll try them.
Deep-fried gravy.
Yes. Don't ask me why.
That's part of the zone diet,
too. I think that's Mississippi cooking. I don't think that's Dutch.
So we eat this, you know, I eat most of it. We have fries and these bitterballs.
Are you shocked by that?
I'm shoving all these bitterballs in my face.
I mean, I didn't like them, but...
I mean, they're bitterballs.
I mean, it was fried gravy, but...
Fried gravy? Jeez.
So, then it's getting to be the time that our ride is going to pick us up.
Y'all have fried butter, too?
And my wife is starting to feel ill.
Fried pan scrapings?
Y'all are Dutch, right?
Can you fry anything?
Can you empty the grease trap into a cup?
I'm starving.
I'll take anything fried. You got a bicycle chain? I'll eat it.
So my wife's starting to feel kind of ill, and so I'm having to take care of
her. How long after this?
Like maybe 45 minutes to an hour. So pretty immediate.
So it hit pretty quick.
You're eating these bitter balls. Is it just like a little cart on the side of the beach?
No. It's a real restaurant. It's a real restaurant. You know, it's a bar, and then they have like a little like dance floor. You know, at night it turns into a club.
Yeah.
You know, the whole weekend, I swear, this weekend is carnival down there where, you know, they have parades and everybody goes crazy.
Is that a tie-in with Lent?
No, I don't think so.
It's just a different carnival?
Yeah. But, you know, this past weekend, it was kind of the warm-up. So people were starting to get in town. And the whole weekend was like being on an episode of Wild On. It was crazy. And, you know, there are all these beach parties. And so it was a real restaurant. And so it was maybe 45 minutes to an hour later, and Erica starts feeling ill. And we're waiting for our ride, and she cannot even stand up. And I'm having to, you know, wipe sweat from her brow. And it's okay, you know, we'll be home in a minute.
All right, so we'll finish this story next and find out what all happened with Dave's wife's digestive tract.
And mine.